Thanks for downloading this podcast from Southampton Hospital Radio. To find out more, go to www.sohba.org. Now, the best of the Stuart Britton Show.
It's film review time now, and we begin with Chris Morris's film, The Day Shall Come. An impoverished preacher called Moses, played by Marchant Davis, who brings hope to the Miami projects, is offered cash to save his family from eviction. He has no idea. His sponsor works for the FBI, who plan to turn him into a criminal by fueling his madcap revolutionary dreams. In this clip, FBI agents Kendra Glack, played by Anna Kendrick, Andy, played by Dennis O'Hare, and Stevie, played by Adam David Thompson, discuss how to criminalize Moses.
So, as to your mall cop jibe, Rick...
You're gonna pitch me the next 9/11.
You know, the Mexican Hezbollah is planning an attack on Orlando.
Flooding the streets with alligators.
Still a threat, Rick.
There's a guy who wants to attack a strip club from a balloon with flaming urine.
That was an undercover cop. He had a breakdown, and he blew up his own bladder.
Right.
What about this guy Moses Shabazz?
Who?
He preaches overthrow of the government on Facebook Live.
He does?
He talks about black jihad.
Right. Huh. Classic lone wolf.
There's four of them, actually.
Pack of lone wolves. Had to happen.
It's a uniformed militia.
Huh.
So I could get the local informant.
My informant, Reza, he could set up a meeting between this Shabazz and a rich ISIL sheikh, played by the beach informant, Nuruddin. He's annoying, but he's a good closer.
Right, so let's offer this Moses Shabazz some funds. Get him some military equipment from some catalog. He has no license. Get him some automatic weapons. Could you walk him across the line?
Of course.
Anna Kendrick, Dennis O'Hare, Adam David Thompson, and Marchant Davis in the film The Day Shall Come. It's a satire. It's a Chris Morris film. He was the guy who made Four Lions, which basically satirized those that wanted to blow people up on the grounds of religion. This does a similar kind of thing in reverse. It misses more than it hits. And it's the kind of film that you really need to see to get your head around. Satire takes many forms. Private Eye, certainly when I was young, not the 9 o'clock news, and lots of other things since. This is an acquired taste, I think it is. Worth seeking out if it's your kind of thing, but leave until it comes on Channel 4, who co-funded this film, if you want to find out what it's really all about. Like I say, worth watching if you've got the time. Now we move on to this. A Shaun the Sheep movie, Farmageddon. Strange lights over the quiet town of Mossingham herald the arrival of a mystery visitor from far across the galaxy. When the intergalactic visitor, an impish and adorable alien called Lula, crash lands near Mossy Bottom Farm, Shaun soon sees an opportunity for alien-powered fun and adventure and sets off on a mission to shepherd Lula home. Her magical alien powers, irrepressible mischief, and galactic-sized burp soon have the flock enchanted. Shaun takes his new extraterrestrial friend on the road to Mossingham Forest to find her lost spaceship, unaware that a sinister alien hunting agency is on their trail. Can Shaun and the flock avert Farmageddon on Mossy Bottom Farm before it's too late?
Ooh. Hello. Lula.
And there is a clip from Shaun the Sheep, of course. It's Shaun the Sheep, so it's got no speech in it. This film is lovely. I mean, it just is lovely. You want to go in to watch it and be entertained, and you are. There are several allusions to various other films, like The Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy, and Doctor Who, and 2001 A Space Odyssey, and they're put in really clever places. Look out for the name of the supermarket and see if you can guess where that came from. But I unreservedly adore this film. It's as funny as the previous Shaun the Sheep film, and because of its subject matter, funnier still. When you are out of hospital, go and watch it. And if you're not in hospital to begin with, one, consider yourself lucky, and two, watch it anyway. It may be a kid's film, but it's for everybody, absolutely everybody. Farmageddon, well worth watching. I laugh from start to the very end of this film. Hilarious. And those are our film reviews this week.
Thanks for downloading this podcast from Southampton Hospital Radio. To find out more, go to www.sohba.org.